It's been a deadly 24 hours in the United States. Two mass shootings have left more than two dozen dead and many others injured. We begin in El Paso, Texas, where police are investigating a mass shooting at a Walmart. At least 20 people are dead and 26 are wounded. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
We have to be very, very clear that conduct like this, thoughts like this, actions like this, crimes like this are not who or what Texas is and will not be accepted here.
Mexican President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says three Mexicans were among those killed in the shooting. Just hours later, a gunman in the Midwestern U.S. state of Ohio killed nine people and wounded dozens of others. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley says officers managed to reach the scene less than a minute after the gunman began shooting.
The shooter was able to kill nine people and injure 26 in less than a minute. And if we did not have police in the Oregon District and the thousands of people in the Oregon District enjoying their Saturday evening, what we could have had in the city.
Deputy Police Chief Matt Carper.
The shooter is deceased, and we're still interviewing, obviously, a lot of witnesses, as well as officers, to try to determine if anybody else was involved.
The shootings come less than a week after a mass shooting at a festival in California where three people died. The El Paso shooting was the second fatal shooting in less than a week at a Walmart store. Sudan's Transitional Military Council and coalition of protest leaders initialed a power-sharing agreement Sunday. The two factions will formally sign a constitutional declaration on August 17th. This is VOA News. Hong Kong protests devolved into violence for a second consecutive night Sunday, with police firing tear gas to disperse demonstrators who threw rocks.